Good morning. This is WCQS. I'm David Horand. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Joining me for a look at the weekend, Tony Kiss. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Oh, great one. Hey, everybody. And happy 4th of July from me, too, to all the listeners out there. I hope people are staying in a little bit this morning and got big plans. David, it looks like you're already at it over there. You got some fried chicken and some watermelon. And, you know, you got the little American flags over there around the console. I can tell you're in the patriotic spirit. Are you going to get out and go watch the fireworks or celebrate somewhere later on?
Certainly, but first I'm going to enjoy my lunch right now.
Well, absolutely. Lunch for breakfast. Can't beat that. Well, you know what? It is 4th of July and a holiday, and quite a few things going on. And whenever the 4th of July falls on a weekend, it just kind of adds to the excitement and the festivities. A lot of people in town. I hope some of them are tuned into WCQS, maybe some folks who listen to their hometown public radio stations. Quite a few fireworks celebrations, and I'm going to run through them. But if you miss any of these, don't worry. We're going to have them for you in the Asheville Citizen Times this morning in our Scene Entertainment and Culinary Magazine. It's also online at AshevilleScene.com. You can get these listings at CitizenTimes.com, and we have the Scene is in free boxes around town. Too, so you don't have to be taking notes out there this morning. But the big celebration, of course, is going to be happening later on today down at Peck Square Park with a new downtown 4th of July event that's produced by the Asheville Downtown Association, same people who give us Downtown After 5. And this is the debut of a new canopy that goes over the stage down there, and Purina Air Dogs, who used to be at Belshare, very popular part of the old Belshare Festival, now are going to be performing down there at 2, 4, 6, and then a finale at 7:30 p.m. The fountain's going to be on 2 to 6 p.m. so you can go down there and splash with your kids. Fireworks at 9:30. Lots of good music down there too. Lunch Money's playing, and Joe Lasher Jr., very hot country rocker, and the Americana favorite Junior Brown with that old double neck guitar of his. And so that's the big one for Western North Carolina. Fireworks out at Lake Julian tonight for Buncombe County folks. Brevard's got a big celebration. Bryson City, Hendersonville, Maggie Valley's Red, White, and Boom. Weaverville's Fire on the Lake Festival. And so there are quite a few things that you can choose from this weekend all around in terms of tonight if you want to go to 4th of July events around the mountains. But like I said, we got a complete list for you in the newspaper this morning. And, you know, some people might want to go indoors to see some theater, cool off a little bit. I think the weather's going to be pretty nice. I'm glad we're not getting hit by that storm, Arthur. But if you're going to want to go inside, I've got some theater choices for you. I'm not just kind of taking control of the show, am I, David?
Nothing unusual.
Well, I suppose it's not. Okay, well, Flat Rock Playhouse has two real winners. My Fair Lady, I went out to see this last week. That's Broadway-style musical that they're doing out there, folks. If you haven't seen that show, you still got for a while this weekend and all next week, too, to go see that show. But it is really spectacular. And they've just opened an incredible new comedy called Boeing, Boeing with Charlie Flynn McKeever and Scott Treadway and Paige Posey and some others. And you may have seen them do that same show at North Carolina Stage Company. I think it was back in 2011, but it's a crazy comedy. And you'll love that, too. Haywood Arts Regional Theater has a grand night for singing the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein out at the Performing Arts Center in Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. Outdoor drama, Unto These Hills, down at Mountainside Theater in Cherokee. Forever Plaid at the Parkway Playhouse. That's another really fun musical up in Burnsville. The Montford Park Players are doing Tartuffe at Hazel Robinson Amphitheater. And the three leads in the show are from the Magnetic Theater. Stephen Samuels and Tracy Johnson Crum and Darren Marshall are all in that show. And that's going to be a great show over there, too. Opens tonight. And Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater, that's the Stardust Supper Club. Saw that a few weeks ago out at Owen Theater at Mars Hill University. So a lot of theater to choose from around the mountains this weekend. And let's see, what else is going on? You like baseball, I know, David.
I do.
Well, how are your Tigers doing?
They've been very hot lately.
Well, I tell you what, the Asheville Tourists, it started off hot, and then they hit kind of a roadblock with Greensboro, a very talented team there. But you can catch them playing the Lexington, Kentucky Legends at 7:05 tonight, 6:05 Saturday, and 2:05 Sunday at historic McCormick Field. There'll be fireworks after the game tonight and on Saturday, so it's going to be kind of a lively weekend up there. Stories on Asheville's Front Porch continues. It's Latino Day down there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to 11:45. So come on out for fat storytelling, art, and music. And speaking of music, the great singer-songwriter David Lamott playing Saturday night at White Horse Black Mountain. And he has a 13-year-old pianist, drummer, and singer-songwriter named Ian Ridenour opening for him. So that's going to be a fun show on Saturday night for folks that are out Black Mountain way. And also on Saturday, the debut of the new Spruce Street Market Craft Show is going to run every Saturday from 10 to 6 up on Spruce Street around the corner from Asheville Community Theater across from Pack Square Park. And this will kind of take the place of the void that was left when Belshire was canceled. They had a craft show element in that too. So you can come out and do some craft shopping. On Sunday, Brewgrass tickets go on sale, and you know those things are going to be gone. They go on sale at 1 o'clock Sunday. They're going to be gone in a couple of minutes. So if you don't move fast, you're going to be out of luck on that.
Any new movies? We have about 10 seconds.
Okay. Tammy, a comedy with Melissa McCarthy and Susan Sarandon. Obvious Child of the Fine Arts. Those are a couple you can consider.
Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.